Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Good Thursday to you. Throwback Thursday. We've been doing 1982. As we continue along, before we get to the good of the day, a reminder, if you've tried pain relief creams and most of them barely work, if at all, but so are you ready to try something different? And I found it. It's called Capsiva. Capsiva's scientific breakthrough in joint pain relief, capturing the medicinal power of capsaicin and eliminating the burn and the smell. It absorbs fast, no odor, and it works. Capsiva is homeopathic, natural active ingredients, and it also has a use-it-all 100% money-back guarantee. Use the entire thing, and if you're not satisfied, you can send it back for a full refund. Capsiva, no known side effects and no known drug interactions, so it's safe to take with your other medications, unlike some of those other pain relief creams. Stop living in pain. Get Capsiva now. Find it at Meijer, Kroger Pharmacy, and select CVS stores. All right, what is the good of the day today?
The good of the day, I'm giving it to the Lewiston High School soccer team.
Is that in Maine?
That is in Maine. So the Lewiston High School soccer team, men or boys team, just 17 days after that community was rocked by that horrific mass shooting, they won the state championship.
Oh, good
in
for them.
Overtime.
Wow.
And the scene is unreal. And you watch the video, you know, fans are going crazy. Kids are going crazy. Great feel, great joy for all of them.
This happened with Columbine. I believe Columbine won something like a year or so later. I don't know what sport, but I think they won something.
Yeah, you know, that does seem to happen. I remember Northridge Little League.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
A football player, I believe, was on that team by the name of Matt Castle.
Nice.
Was on that team, but they were the USA championship champions.
It's
in 95. Or it could have been in 94, because right after the Northridge earthquake.
Sports can bring a community together. It doesn't erase the pain. It doesn't erase the, you know, some of the tragedy, but it does bring a community together.
Yeah, and like in a moment like this, I mean, it's not bringing anyone back. But for a moment there, you got something to celebrate your town about that, you know, has been through, you can't even imagine what, you know, through the ringer and back.
Especially in the state of Maine, because they pointed out that evening. It was like the state of Maine had like 20 murders a year, like the entire state.
Right.
And it's one of the safest places to live in America. And to have something like that happen, that just sort of, ripped them to the core. So it is, good for them. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yes.
All right. So is that, we go right to the bad now?
Yeah, we go to the bad because we're going to spend some time on this one.
All right.
Because we've reached there's no safe way to put it, Tony. We've reached the Swift Kelce portion of the show.
Oh, boy.
So it is being rumored, reported, thought about, predicted that this Monday Night Football could see record viewership. Not because it's the Super Bowl rematch of the Eagles and Chiefs, but because this possibly will be the first time the Kelces and the Swifts meet each other.
Okay, so people want to see this.
Backing it up a little bit, right? So you know, Kelce brothers are playing against each other. Donna and I can never remember his ex-husband's name, or I don't know what dad's name.
Irrelevant.
We'll just say dad's, yeah.
Completely irrelevant.
Can't remember his name. They won't miss. They don't ever miss a game when both boys are playing at the same time. But this, I guess, this will also be the first time the Swifts are in attendance as well.
All right, this relationship's getting too far now.
So, and the Swifts and the Kelces, I do not believe, have met each other, so they may meet each other the first time at the stadium, along with Jason's wife as well.
So they think that people will tune in to see that?
Yes.
Will they show that?
I you know what? Yeah. Why would
maybe?
Why would they? Joe Buck is definitely going to throw to it.
I know, but how much?
I don't know how much.
I'm seriously curious. Like what?
I know. So am I. Like, I'm very curious about this. Well, they do believe this is going to set
a
record.
How do you set it up? Like so you see them shaking hands, and then what else do we do with that?
I guess you go back to this. How many times do we go and see Taylor just cheering? And so if a big play happens, you can go see him cheering.
I get that. But do Swifties care that the mom is meeting the mom of Travis Kelce?
I think the Swifties care.
Do they really care? Like if I gave them a choice.
I think they care when Taylor drinks a glass of water.
No, but I think you're missing my point. I'm sorry. Do they care about the mom meeting the mom? I get the camera on Taylor Swift. I get it. That I get. Do they care about pictures of the mom and the mom? That's an entirely separate thing.
I get what you're saying, and the only way I can think of is this, is that Swifties probably have it in their mind that Taylor is their estranged best friend, and that they would love to see anything that deals with their best friend's
life. Okay, that's true. My thing is that I think America needs to be honest about the Swifties here. At least football America needs to be honest about the Swifties. This isn't about Travis Kelce.
No, not at all.
They couldn't care less about Travis Kelce. They're only into him because she is. They just want to see her. If she announced she was attending a game with no connection to the players, they would watch.
Right.
The Kelce aspect of this is sort of, in my mind, I'm thinking, not that important to her fans.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
They want them to get married, or they want them to have babies.
And when this relationship fizzles out, they will forget about. They'll be like, oh, what was that team that one guy
was
on again?
That's exactly right. So that's why I'm urging Football America to, like, the corporations and the people that are like, show this and drive it down the throats. Do it a little bit. I get it, because you've got an audience and you want to capitalize, and I get the business, but they don't care about football. So you're losing them the moment this is over. So you run the risk of angering people with your oversaturation of this that couldn't care less about it. You run the risk of angering them at the expense of people that are not staying with your product. Right, a majority of them are not going to go, you know, I came for Taylor Swift, but now I'm staying for the Cover Zero Blitz.
Do you think there's a directive of, you know, coming down from, say, Disney? Because Disney probably wants a little bit of the Taylor Swift cake.
Sure.
Do you think there's a directive coming down saying, hey, let's have a camera on them, and every once in a while, you know, go to camera two. Camera two ready. Like, in the producer's ear, telling them, like, go to camera two now.
Well.
Or are we just going to get, like, as they're going to commercial, are we going to get like a little video highlight?
Knowing how television works, I will tell you that it's really difficult to relay a call from an instant call from New York to the producer, to the producer, to the director, to the camera. But you can set the producer up and the director up early in the game.
No, I was thinking they were going to set them up pregame.
Whatever that is, like you. You can give a directive before, but it's hard. Like, if you're Bob Iger, you can't. By the time you pick up the phone and dial it, you're back into action. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I could see them being told to do that. But again, the media rights are already paid for. There's no additional money coming in because the ratings were good. Like, the money's already been bought and paid for. What you do is you build ratings up to the next media buy. And the next advertising stuff. So it doesn't, it's not like, well, we hit a certain threshold, now we're making more money. Like the money is coming with a relationship that's as fragile as a piece of glass. Right? Like, it could be over tomorrow. They could break up tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that would be it.
Well, not before Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess.
Like, seriously, like your average NFL attendance is what it is, it's hard to explain to people who are not in the business. What I'm saying is that games are not individual. Like, there's not.
I think this game
money individual per game.
I think this game was sold out prior to Travis even dating Taylor.
I don't think it had anything to do with sold out.
No. But I'm just talking strictly viewership. Now, I did want to bring this up because I was shocked. Do you know what the number one most watched Monday Night Football game was, or is right now currently?
Right now,
yeah, all time.
All time, no.
It's the Bills-Jets, the beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, that would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
But yeah, I was kind of shocked. I thought for sure it had been something a couple of years ago that, you know.
Oh, yeah, they was, yeah.
But Jill's. Bills-Jets at the beginning of the season at 22.8 million viewers.
I'm just warning the NFL, don't jump on this like.
Don't dive into it too deeply.
Don't dive into it too deeply. Just hang with it. Do maximize it. I get it. You got a new audience. I get it. But be really careful. Just be really careful. Like, she changed the words of a song to in concert.
Include him, yeah.
To include him. I would cringe if I was Travis Kelce. I'm like, okay, we're in a little deep. Uh-oh.
He was excited. He was happy.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Okay, we'll see.
You know there's a conspiracy theory.
She did this before, theory. And she's dating Travis Kelce.
I heard
she did this to other people.
I heard this conspiracy theory going around that this whole relationship's been manufactured, that it's fake, right? And the only thing I can't get...
For what reason?
That's exactly right. I don't know. It was just like, you know, the whole thing is just, you know, the reason will be shown to us. But I was like, why would she need that? She doesn't need this.
Why?
I can understand from Travis's point of view.
Can I just say, people, when you come up with conspiracy theories, you have to give a reason why the conspiracy exists. Like, you come up with, you know, come up with a reason for people to do this.
Yeah. Because for Travis, the popularity, I get it.
He took a shot.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, 1982 on a throwback Thursday. We are going back to the this date in 1982. The NFL strike came to an end and football would resume after going on strike after week two. They waited a while before they got back to the bargaining table and got a deal done. 1982, so that's the music. Also coming up later, we've got Matt Perino. He's going to join us from Syracuse.com, WIVB. He's going to talk Buffalo Bills and the mess that is up there. It's coming up in 50 minutes. We're continuing the good, the bad, and the dumb. What is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. Well, you know, I'm sticking I have to bring this up. It has to deal with the Kelce brothers, right? And
right.
Because right now, the Kelce brothers, I don't know if you know this, Tony, have the number one song on iTunes.
They do? I didn't even know they had a song.
I didn't either. Until I read about it, and I don't know why, but I think I like this song. I'm just going to play a quick little snippet of it, right?
All right.
I love your brother. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Now, this is a Christmas song. It's called Fairy Tale of Philadelphia.
Okay. Very nice. All right, but I don't know if I can't believe it's the number one song.
It's the number one song on iTunes.
That's, all right, very good. Is it funny? Like, the whole thing, is it comical?
I think there's a little bit.
Or is it a real, real brotherly appreciation?
I think it's a mixture of both.
Okay.
I think there, you know, there's some like hints of comedy in there, but then I think there's some sincerity as well.
Oh, very good. All right.
So
are we all? I mean, is America really caught up in the Kelce brothers?
You know, it's funny. I have my oldest who comes up to me all the time, and goes, "Hey, did you see the Kelce podcast?" And he's always talking to me about the Kelce podcast. He can't get enough of it.
All right, so we are captivated by
I think the Kelce.
We've had other brothers in the NFL before.
Listen, I enjoyed Jason Kelce's, I can't remember what it's called, documentary. I thought that was fascinating to see, just because it's, you know, just a glimpse into football life, and I'm always willing to eat that stuff up. But yeah, it's a weird, I don't know, it's a weird phenomenon that this, it almost feels like this NFL season's being controlled by the Kelces.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess we could say started from Super Bowl, right?
And I get it. I mean, listen, I mean, it's not only, I mean, if you really look at the last number of years, all right, I mean, the Eagles won a championship against the Patriots, and then that was followed by this era where Kansas City was either going to Super Bowls and winning it or going to a Super Bowl and losing it. They played against each other last year in the Super Bowl. They're on track to do that again with the two best teams in the league. They're playing Monday night.
Yep.
And then, again, one of them is dating a mega international superstar. I get all of that, and I guess that's just the perfect storm.
And the other
you
one
capitalize
became...
on it when you kind of, you know, come together with all those little ingredients into a pot.
And with Jason, after that Super Bowl win, he kind of became anointed king of Philly. With that, remember that his Super Bowl parade up and speech.
Sure.
So I mean, he's a beloved figure in Philadelphia now.
Yeah, so there's I do understand sort of the attraction of Madison Avenue to this and the mother especially.
They're all three of them are doing commercials.
Look, just
constantly
take your moment in the sun. You know what I mean?
But, exploit it.
I mean, the Mannings had this for a while.
Yes, they did.
Rondé and Tiki Barber were brothers in this league. We had other brothers in this league. But, you know, but right now it's their time. You know, it's their moment. So, just give it to them.
Did the Watts miss that gravy train?
Does who?
The Watts.
Yeah, maybe so. They kind of, you know, they both were in the league for a little bit, but it was on the tail end of JJ's career.
Yeah.
And then, the Watts could have been in.
And Derek
Watt is kind of he's like the Cooper Manning that actually did make it, if that makes sense.
He totally is. Right? Yes, he is.
You know what I mean? All right, so he's kind of that one, right? But no, it's their.
And where are the Digs? The Digs getting jealous?
The Digs get. Yeah,
come
why
on,
are the Digs?
Digs
getting. Instead of complaining constantly,
that's all we ever hear.
Time, you just. Now, get together and get a Campbell's Soup commercial going. Why can't we do that?
Right.
You know, have fun.
Some fun. You know, make a Christmas song.
But you know what? We were just talking, like, these athletes. So, like, when you're a famous player, you may date somebody. You know, some nice girl from college that you met in college, mm-hmm. or you might meet a girl in town. And then you kind of go through ups and downs in your relationships. You break up, you move on, and it's not news. Travis Kelce has got a problem because if he breaks up with her, he's going to feel an international wrath.
Yes, he will.
And he's like nothing like he's ever – like he could drop a game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl and not feel the same amount of anger as the Swifties if you make – Taylor
I'll
sad.
Tell you this much. He better not drop a game-winning touchdown before the song comes out.
Right, right.
Because, yeah. I mean, if you're Travis Kelce, do you constantly sit in the back of your mind, if I mess this up, I'm going to be immortalized in
That's
a song?
Right. Absolutely. You know that. Everyone's probably told him that. Everyone probably has kidded him about that.
Yeah.
But again, how many of us are in relationships, get into relationships where we want it to end? Or we know it's
going to
end.
You never
do. We think we're going to marry this person. It's going to be awesome. And then you realize like 6 months down the road, 5 months down the road, some people shorter, some people longer, that this person is not the right
but,
fit.
Like to your point, like if if Trevor Lawrence and his wife split up.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, I mean, that was a big deal. We know that they were college sweethearts, got married just before or got engaged just before he entered. No, they got married before they got into the NFL, right? Yeah, he got married during that
Forgive
time
me
period.
For not having the Lawrence wedding on
no,
my calendar.
No, the only reason why I remember it was because you and I talked about it on draft night because he decided not to go to the draft, sit at home,
right.
And mom was on one side, wife was on the other, and was like, who is he going to kiss first?
That's right.
Or hug first after his name is called. But yeah, if they split up, we'll hear about it. And then we'll quickly forget about it.
Well, Josh Allen was dating a high school sweetheart, and then he's now dating some more famous
person. Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, right. So there's a whole bunch of this that goes on.
And she's being blamed for all of Josh Allen's problems now.
No, Josh Allen is fault for Josh Allen's problems. Stop. Stop. Go to the source. Don't start blaming the
Don't tell
the
me. Tell Bill's Mafia
lives.
That. Bill's Mafia is pointing their finger at Haley. That's right.
It's old as time. You don't want to ever blame the person. Because you don't want the person. When the person does well and wins you a Super Bowl, you don't want him to go, and yeah, thanks for the support when I was struggling, people. No, you come up with a scapegoat.
Yes.
That's the term of the name. That's one of the name of the term. You come up with that. It's something you're like, this person's not really at fault, but we're going to blame them because we really can't blame the source material.
Yeah,
because
Bill's Mafia is sitting there like, she's making him weak in the knees.
Yeah. And throwing that caused him to misread a defensive coverage and throw an interception. This is Josh Allen being Josh Allen. He's done this his whole career. He throws into coverage to see if something will happen, and sometimes it's picked off.
Yeah, because that touchdown pass, that wasn't because of her. That was all Josh.
Right, exactly. So the dating lives of these people,
it's got to be rough, especially
I know
if
TMC's
you're
jumping in on it. But
but when you're dating a high profile person, it just escalates it, right?
You know, it's a funny world that, like, I was trying to explain this to my wife because my wife knows football, but she doesn't really know football. And I said, listen, this is a guy that was playing at the University of Cincinnati. He got suspended at Cincinnati for marijuana. His career was in turmoil because he knew that this was a big deal because he was in New Orleans. And he played against Tim Tebow at the Sugar Bowl. And they got blown out. And he gets into the league, changes positions, he's tight end. Now he's dating the biggest international star in the world. Like, he really went from, I don't know who I am, what I'm going to do, if I'm ever going to make it, to being successful, but now dating the biggest superstar in the world. That you tend to, you really can't imagine that from 7 years ago, 5 years ago, that he would be able to do that. But you never know. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy business. But yeah, but it's, I'm with a stick that's holding it out to see why the NFL is embracing this. I'm with a little bit of Al Michaels. It's not too old school. I just know that don't invite people to the party that don't really want to be at the party. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't really want to come celebrate your party. They're coming because your wife's made good brownies or your wife's made a good, you know, onion dip. The reason the Swifties are watching has nothing to do with football. The reason that they're watching is because they want to see five or six glimpses of her. That's it. They don't care about the league. They don't care about the structure of the league. They don't care about the teams. Maybe a few of them will get to love football. Maybe not, but I don't know what that will be. Don't absorb them into your game plan. Don't make it part of your deal. It's silly.
When it comes to next season, will the NFL consider it a loss when it's like, oh, we didn't have our viewership is down during Chiefs games? You know, not as much money is being made off of the Chiefs anymore. What happened?
Well,
you know, do we need to tell the Chiefs to step it up?
Again, the money isn't paid per game.
No, I'm saying, sales-wise, like how businesses will look at it, like, oh, we had this huge uptick in, you know, the following year. What happened? You missed your budget.
You go through these cycles where something peaks and valleys. I just be really careful, NFL. I really mean it. Like, it's not going to be around much longer. And you're getting delusional if you think you're drawing in. There's going to be millions and millions of more fans to your product. I doubt it. I really doubt it. If they haven't already figured it out what this is, you know, they're not likely to come aboard because their favorite singer likes a player.